Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Ultimate Crop, Acts 12:24. The Word of God grew and multiplied. Across the years, I am reminded of the wonderful heritage I have by having grandparents on both my mother's side and my father's side who love the Lord. That is a plus, but by the same token, I know many believers who have been absolutely remarkable in sharing the gospel, who had no such wonderful grandparents and parents to lead the way. But something happened in their life. Even though they did not have human family grandparents, they had human loving people around them who became parents and grandparents to them. I have failed in so many things in my life. I do not have the greatest wisdom. I do not have the greatest stick-to-itiveness. I fail in so many ways. But you know, the thing that the Lord has given me is a love for people. And I have so many who call me Dad, who are not my flesh and blood. But God has placed me in their life in such a way that they look to me as a spiritual father. That is a tremendous responsibility as well as a tremendous blessing. And as I look around, I think, you know, this is the ultimate crop in my life. If I can be rather than do, I think I have accomplished more than those who work and work and work and accomplish so very little. You know, being a grandparent does not mean that you have to do something, but you have to be something. You can be a cheerleader. You can be one who sees the good in a grandchild. We need to have crops around us that are perhaps not of our own making, but because we have been adopted by them and we have adopted them as our own. Who in your life is closest to you, or at least close to you, that you can reach out and love and care for? All it takes is a telephone call, or a visit, or a smile, or a helping hand, or a dollar here and there. Whatever it might be, the Lord will lay something upon your heart that you can touch those in your life, and you can produce the ultimate crop. Maybe you might not be able to see the result of that crop yourself, but in years and ages to come, there will be those who will rise up and say, "Grandpa, you didn't know me, but thank you for being there for me." Oh, that we can produce an ultimate crop of spiritual children that will be with us forever and ever in eternity. Heavenly Father, as we look around us, I pray that we might see those who yearn to have someone that they can call father or grandfather or great-grandfather. Let us love in such a way that they will see the love of Jesus in us. And by seeing the love of Jesus in us, they in turn will produce a crop in their life. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.